Joining us now is Jennifer Palmieri. She was press secretary for John Edwards' 2004 presidential race and a close friend of Elizabeth Edwards. And first, Jennifer, I'm very sorry to hear about your loss this evening.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Elizabeth Edwards became such a public figure in the last decade of her life. What side of her did you know that, you know, maybe the rest of us never saw?
You know, I think people saw that she was a great campaigner. She was a real advocate, particularly for healthcare. She was obviously a wonderful writer, wrote two New York Times bestsellers. But when I think of her, I just think of her most first and foremost as a mom. The first time I met her, she opened the door to her house and she had a Diet Coke in one hand and a yogurt in the other. And said, another one of these, because this is all I have in the house. I'm going to lose 40 pounds. And you just liked her immediately. And to everyone on the campaign, to everyone she met on the campaign trail, to everybody that she comforted who had cancer or perhaps that lost a child that she often encountered in her travels, she was a mom. And I know, I mean, we've spoke about it, that's what she would like to be remembered most for.
She, of course, dealt with, over the course of her life, the death of her teenage son, obviously her fight against cancer, the revelations, very public revelations about her estranged husband, John Edwards, the revelations that he had fathered a child with another woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she sort of came across as this kind of steely, strong person who could withstand these things. But but did you get a sense that she was vulnerable as well?
Yes, she was definitely human. And in the you know, she posted a message yesterday on her Facebook page where she talked about how the struggle is always to bring grace, as much grace and joy into your life as possible, and that by trying to be resilient, she learned how to have the grace to get through difficult times, and to have the and then it made her appreciate the joyful times all the more. But you know, she also noted in that there's days where all of us have a problem trying to muster whatever strength we need. And you know, I spent many difficult moments with her, but she never lost a sense of humor about it. Sometimes I would call her when I was having a bad day, and she said, "Really? Want to trade places?" So she, you know, she would like always manage to keep a little bit of warmth and humor, even when it got really tough. But remarkable how she managed in each of the circumstances that you laid out that were very difficult to figure out a way to bring joy back into her life.
How do you think that she would want us to remember her?
I know how she would. I mean, we talked about it, and she wants to be, you know, as I said, first and foremost, as a mother, and that as someone who learned to face adversity with grace and had figured out a way to always bring joy back into her life. And she has something painted on her kitchen wall about it, even, that reminds us to not worry about the cracks that we encounter in our lives, that lives aren't perfect, and that the cracks are what lets the light shine through.
That's Jennifer Palmieri. She's now the Senior Vice President for Communications at the Center for American Progress, and she served as the press secretary for John Edwards' 2004 presidential race. She was talking about her friend Elizabeth Edwards, who died this morning.
It's All Things Considered.